Having spoken thus, King Runty Dev, although on the verge of death because of thirst, gave his own portion of water to the Chandala without hesitation, for the king was naturally very kind and sober. Tasya Tribhuvanadisha. Well, there's a lot of verses here. If we're going to repeat them all, we're going to be here for a long time. So maybe I'll just chant them. Tasya Tribhuvanadisha Palada Palamichchitam Atmanam Darshayam Chakrur Maya Vishnu Vinirmitaha. Demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who can satisfy all materially ambitious men by giving them the rewards they desire, then manifested their own identities before King Runty Dev, for it was they who had presented themselves as the Brahmana, Shudra, Chandala, and so on. Text 16. We can all chant it, actually. Got it up there. Savaitebhyo namaskritya nisango vigataspraha vasudeve bhagavati bhakya chakre manaparam. King Runty Dev had no ambition to enjoy material benefits from the demigods. He offered them obeisances, but because he was factually attached to Lord Vishnu, Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fixed his mind at Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Anya Devashraya Nai Tomare Kahinu Bhai E Bhakti Parama Karuna. If one wants to become E Bhakti Parama Karuna, if one wants to become a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, one should not hanker to take benedictions from the demigods. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kamais Taistar Hritagyana Prapajante Anyadevata. Those befooled by the illusion of the material energy worship gods other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Runty Dev was personally able to see Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he did not hanker to take material benefits from them. Rather, he fixed his mind upon Lord Vasudev and rendered devotional service unto him. This is the sign of a pure devotee whose heart is not adulterated by material desires. Anya bilashita shunyam gana karmajana vritam anukul yena krishnanushilanam bhaktir uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padukamanan Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Gitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Tradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute.
Tapta kamsana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari prashabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vansha ko pitrubhyascha kripa sindho bhyayeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Well done. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. So King Runtidev successfully passed the test showing the integrity of his character by accepting the requests of all of those who begged from him without consideration of his own personal benefit or welfare. And then he passed a further test by refusing or showing no interest in getting material benedictions from the demigods. The materialistic person is interested in his own welfare, not knowing what his own welfare is. Still, he's interested in what he thinks is his welfare. And sometimes he goes to the demigods for satisfaction of his material desires. Just the opposite of King Runtidev is King Hiranyakashipu, who also underwent austerities. Runtidev underwent severe tapasya, self-denial, fasting, and Hiranyakashipu also underwent severe tapasya, fasting, maybe even more severe. His body was devoured by the ants, and still he stuck to his guns. Such a standard of devotional service to satisfy Lord Brahma. But his aspirations were foolish. Grihit vaitad asat grahan prabartante shuchivrita. It's described about the demigods that they're grasping onto something which has no meaning, which has no existence. That's the nature of sacrifice performed in illusion or performed in the mode of ignorance. Their sacrifice and tapasya in goodness, in passion, in ignorance. In goodness, one performs these things as a matter of duty. This is what I should do, according to the direction of Shastra, according to the direction of saintly persons. This is what I should do. I may like it, I may not like it, I may benefit, I may not benefit, but this is my duty. In the mode of passion, one is confused about what to do and what not to do. And he acts for sense gratification. And in the mode of ignorance, one gets it backwards. So exactly what he should do, that's what he thinks he shouldn't do. And what he shouldn't do, he thinks that's the thing to do. So he gets everything backwards. Unfortunately, in the present day, society is ruled by the modes of passion and ignorance. And therefore, no one knows what to do and what not to do. The demonic mentality thinks that, let me enjoy. Let me enjoy. And sometimes the demons worship the demigods with that purpose in mind only. Let me enjoy, even at the expense of others. Here, Runti Dev, let me sacrifice for the welfare of others. And demons, let me get some power and enjoy at the expense of others. That Vrikasura, let me get the power so that whosoever head I touch will fall off his body. This is their typical aspiration. If I get power, if I get some capability, then I can enjoy at the expense of others. The more I become powerful, the more I become opulent, the more I can enjoy. And you can all go to hell. And I'll pay your ticket. First of all, they're bewildered about the actual purpose of life. Nate vidu svartakatim hi Vishnu. They don't know that the real purpose of life is to revive their eternal healthy condition as servants of Vishnu. That they have no idea about. They don't know their spiritual identity. If they have some idea that I'm spiritual, they think that means another path to enjoyment. That spiritual means, again, another version of material. Either spiritual means a sort of ethereal enjoyment by which I and my soulmates can eternally have sense gratification, or it means that I merge with the Supreme and I become absolute. But they don't know the healthy condition of devotional service to Vishnu. Durashaya ye bahirartamanina. And therefore they look for value, they look for meaning, they look for benefit in external things. Bahirartamanina. Their minds are preoccupied with this body, with the extensions of the body in terms of family members, community members, society, nation, the world seen as an extension of their opportunity for enjoyment. Durashaya bahiratvam. Therefore, they're andhayatandarabhimima. They're going down and down, chewing the chewed again and again. Where is the opportunity for happiness? And if they get the opportunity to meet some great person, then they hope that this also will help them in sense gratification. Even an ordinary man, a pious man, he meets a saintly person and he offers all respect and all humble submission and prays for ashirvads, for blessings. That means that my health will be good, my son will pass his exams, my wife will be healthy, my business will prosper. He meets a saintly person, a person who can give him spiritual enlightenment, and he is so grateful for the opportunity to pray for material blessings. And he's considered pious. He's considered pious. And those who are not so pious, or who are mischievously pious, duskriti, they have some meritorious credit, but they look to use it for some mischievous purpose, for some contrary purpose, unconstitutional purpose. So they're the Hiranyakashipus. If they won't, even they're motivated, why should I wait to meet a saintly person or a powerful person? Let me undergo any kind of trouble so that I can get connected with the source of power, and I can get power and enjoy. This is not mythological. I've sometimes discussed that, you know, usually we have our Hiranyakashipu play, Prahlad Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu is kind of he's always got that demonic laugh, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha. When I do my Hiranyakashipu play, he's going to be dressed in a business suit. He'll pick up his phone. Charles, we seem to have some problem with Prahlad. Yes, Charles. Thank you, Charles. This is the character of the demons. They're not a joke. They're serious business. They're the most determined, the most austere, the most willing to sacrifice their time, their energy, their everything for power and sense gratification. I'll give charity. I'll perform austerities, and I'll enjoy. Iti gyana vimohita. The description is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Idam adya maya labtam imam prapsye manorutam. I've gotten so much already by my plans. Already now, today, I've got so much. And I will get more. I've got a scheme going. I've got a plan going. I've got a deal going. I will get more. Idam astidam apime pavishyati punardhanam. I have so much wealth already, and I'll get more. Aso maya hatashatrur hanishye chaparan api. I've already smashed the competition, and whoever else comes along, I'll smash him also. I've killed so many enemies, I'll murder the rest of them. Ishuro ham maham bhogi. I'm in control. I am one heck of an enjoyer. Siddho ham. I'm perfect. Balavan. I have serious power. And Sukhi. I'm happy as anything. Adyo bijanavan asmi konyosti sadrisho maya. I'm surrounded by aristocratic people, relatives and connections. Who else is there like me? Konyosti, sadrisho, who else is there like me? I ask you, who else is there like me? Yakshe dasyami modisha ityaganagin. I'll give charity, I'll perform pious activities, and I will enjoy. Itya Gana Vimohita. In this way, they're thoroughly illusioned by maya, by ignorance. Aneka Chitta Vibranta Moha Jala Samavita Prasakta Kama Bhogeshu Patanti Nadakeshu. They're full of desires, aneka, so many, and so many anxieties. with the desires comes so much mental agitation. Moha jala samavrita, they're completely covered in a network of material illusion. Prasakta, and not only attached, but intensely attached. Prasakta, kama bhogeshu, to sense enjoyment and the fulfillment of lusty desires. Patanti nanakeshu jo, and therefore they descend to a filthy hell. Ashucho, ashuchi means filthy. They descend to filthy, filthiest regions of existence because they're filthy in their dealings. Their whole life is filthy, dirty dealings, covered by Maya. And their aspiration, how to enjoy Krishna's property. How to enjoy Krishna's property. Hiranyakashipu, especially is represented by precious metals and precious girls. That's their idea of the perfection of life. When society is infested with the Hiranyakashipu mentality, then the world is very unfortunate. The people suffer, the animals suffer, the earth suffers, everyone suffers on account of the nasty, demonic nature. And therefore Krishna comes, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Parjanaya sadhunam vinashaya jadiskritam. Dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna comes again and again for the benefit of the sadhus especially. Vinashaya jadiskritam, that's sport. That's enjoyment, to fight with the demons and vanquish them. But the special purpose is to benefit the devotees, to exchange, to reciprocate the loving devotional service of his devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Dharma samsthapanartha, and to reestablish the principles of pure devotional service. Anya vilashiti shanya. Without any other aspiration, with some, no other motive, no other purpose. Our purpose is to serve Krishna, that's all. So much so that Runti Dev, even when offered the opportunity, that here all the demigods have appeared before you, they're so pleased with you, you've really delighted the demigods. So whatever you want, you could ask. But his mind was fixed in the devotional service of Lord Vishnu, and he wasn't bewildered by any imaginations of sense enjoyment. Bhakti Uttama, this is pure devotional service. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and see what kind of questions there are. No, people don't even worship the demigods. They worship Donald Trump. Yeah. In everything's reduced in Kali Yuga, it seems that people don't even worship the demigods. They worship some Donald Trump. Elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, it said those in the modes of goodness worship the demigods. Where's the mode of goodness? No goodness. In some places, there's still some goodness, and therefore people are still worshiping the demigods. But in passion and ignorance, why should I worship the demigods? Let me just go for it. And the Bhagavad Gita said, the prasparam bhavyanta, there's cooperation between the men and demigods in a pious society. But in the degraded society, what demigods? You know, this is all mythology. Everything is just, it's here, and it's ours if we want it to be ours. Think positive. Now that's the state of things. Yeah. Yes.
Could you please speak a little more about the three modes of material nature and how they contaminate pure devotional service?
How, that's described by Lord Kapildev in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that there's devotional service affected or adulterated by goodness, adulterated by passion, adulterated by ignorance. Essentially what it means, and then there's pure devotional service. Essentially what it means is that the qualities of these modes of nature persist even while one is performing devotional service. So the person in whose devotional service is adulterated by ignorance remains arrogant, remains lazy, remains foolish. But still he's trying to perform devotional service. So it's mixed. The person whose service is mixed with passion still has strong material desires that he wants to fulfill in exchange for devotional service or alongside devotional service. And the person in the mode of goodness or affected, mixed with the mode of goodness, is still interested in pursuing knowledge, still interested in living a peaceful life, and so on, whether or not it's favorable to the devotional service of the Lord, or compromising whether or not it's favorable to the devotional service of the Lord. But the person in pure devotional service is beyond these three modes of material nature. Of course, it's expected that if someone's performing devotional service, then he should rise his Trigunya Bhavarjana above these modes. Yes, either order. Yeah, either way.
Maharaj, here in Alach, where they also make announcements about somebody's birthday or if one of the younger devotees graduates college, or to pray for devotees that are going in for surgery. So can you explain what is the difference when devotees do that and when karmis who are just interested in their own welfare do it?
On someone's birthday, we hope they won't waste another year. When someone graduates, we're grateful to Krishna that he survived college. And what was the third one? When he goes into surgery, we just hope that he's always engaged in the service of Krishna. He may survive or not survive materially, but he should just be always in Krishna consciousness.
Well, I think that the verse is, I'm not sure, but it may have been from the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning of that, of the 16th chapter, they describe the qualities of the demons as you were reading. And it's very easy to see that and sort of chuckle and laugh at it. But we see that many people who formerly practiced Krishna consciousness have fallen into the lower modes of nature. And I know that this end of the back part or the latter part of the 16th chapter describes not just, okay, here's a demon, they're like this, they're like that, but how one can go from wherever he is to develop demoniac mentality. So how does that occur?
By bad association. If we associate with, of course, Prahlad Maharaj was so strong that he went to school with demons, and for them, he was bad association. He turned them into devotees. I probably said he ruined the whole school. But those who may not be so strong, by demonic association, they may develop bad qualities. By eating food cooked by materialistic people, one's mind becomes affected. By developing loving relationships or intimate relationships with materialists, one can be affected. By negligence, one can be affected. And especially by Vaishnava aparads, one can be affected. The worst is Vaishnava aparads. Is that all right? Excuse me? What about lust, anger, and greed? They develop by that association. When we associate with lusty persons, greedy persons, angry persons, then we start to pick up those qualities. We start to think that that's healthy. To be a little lusty is, why should you be colorless and drab when you could be lusty, greedy? And it comes under different names. Greedy means getting ahead of life and being prudent and so on and so on. By lust, anger, and greed, by bad association, and it creeps. Prabhupada described Kali Yuga, Kalir Satvahara Pumsa. Literally it means the Yuga, Kali Yuga, which takes away the quality of goodness. But Prabhupada used a very particular word, deteriorates. Deteriorates all the good qualities. You know, like rust. Just works on it, works on it, works on it, and soon you don't have iron anymore, you just have rust. So if we associate with materialists and at the same time we're limp in spiritual practices, then we can be effective. Then we can be effective. We have to be serious. Yes.
Maharaj, this tendency for demoniac mentality that is within at least myself, trying to struggle, you know, in Krishna consciousness since, you know, a very, very young age. I mean, this has been with us since we left the spiritual world. I mean, can we get rid of that stuff? I mean the process, but I'm getting tired of it. How do you get it out completely without coming back again?
It's quite stuck in there. Since time immemorial. Or from another angle of vision, practically speaking, we're all from demonic backgrounds. Prahlad Maharaj, when Nrisimhadev offered him a benediction, Prahlad said, please don't tempt me. I'm coming from a demonic family. These things are in my blood. And you're asking me to accept them? Please. So we have that. We're coming, generally speaking, not from pious backgrounds, not in a pious country, in a pious life. Those demonic tendencies are very strong. So it's just such a, and the age is so nasty that practically, even if you're born in a pious country, that doesn't count anymore. Such a degraded age. Namashraya kodi jatane tumi takaha panakaja. That one has to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna even once, purely, one can get freed from the reactions to more sinful activities than he can commit. All of the, what is that? All the bad qualities of Kali Yuga. Iti shodashaka namnam kali kalmasha nashan. All the corrosive elements of Kali Yuga can be nullified by this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Iti Shodashaka Namnam Kali Komashana Nata Padataropaya Sarvadeshi. If you look everywhere in the Vedas, you won't find anything better. This is the best. So Prabhupada's given us the most effective means, and if we simply have to stick to the chanting of Hare Krishna, avoid 10 offenses, then yes.
This is something I was thinking about the other day, that in this age, in this time that we're living in this country, we actually are living, unless we're in an ashram or something, a brahmachari ashram, or, you know, a very simple ashram, we're living like more opulently than kings of old. You know, we have better conveyances, vehicles.
Come to Africa.
We have better houses.
Come to Africa.
To Africa.
Yeah. We have 40 countries there. We're preaching in 10 of them. All 10 are good places, and the other 30 are even better.
Well, I mean, we have, you know, we have fantastic heating. We have fantastic air conditioning. We have access to more types of food more easily than a king would have. You know, sense gratification, it's so easy to come by if one wants to. So it was said that, you know, it's more difficult for a rich man or a king to, you know, enter into the kingdom of God than for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. You know, King Prachaparuja was, you know, because of his opulence, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't accept him at first. So how is it possible that people, demons from demonic backgrounds like us in this age can get through this, you know, great temptation and, you know, kingly way of life?
You know, one American writer wrote a book, The Air-Conditioned Nightmare. The Bhagavad Gita says, Asanga Shastrena, Dridhena Chitra, being entangled in all of these things. Bhagavad Gita says one has to cut oneself off by serious, determined, by the weapon of serious, determined detachment. Asanga, Shastrena, by that weapon. Dridhena, with great determination. Chitva, one has to cut oneself off. Therefore, the beginning of life is meant for training in austerity. The brahmacharis are trained to be humble, detached, live with, you know, not much, vasan danta guru hitam, to simply act for the benefit of the spiritual master. They're trained like that. And therefore, when they become grihasthas, it's expected that although they're in the context where there's sense gratification, they'll be regulated in their sense gratification, and they'll keep their attention on the service of Krishna. And then they'll progress to the third stage of life and again wind down their or free themselves from the accumulated attachments of householder life and retire for increased spiritual activity and finally give it all up and be exclusively engaged. Yes.
Nicely, in this regard to determination, and just like when Srila Prabhupada, when he was coming on the boat, that example has been given many times, that there were two things that were he was so that he had firm faith in his Guru Maharaj, and also that he had, you know, the belief that he knew that, you know, he could by serving his guru in that way, he could do things that, which are, you know, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then there were even several examples, even after, I mean, just like he had two heart attacks, so many things happened, but he still had so much determination, so much firm faith. Mm-hmm. Even then, when he came to the United States, there were several times where he actually went back, where he thought he was going to leave his body. There was even that time from 1969 or 70 to 71 for that 14-month period that he was gone almost. Then he finally came back. But he had such determination, mm. you know, in his Guru Maharaj, mm. that there was nothing that would, you know, that was impossible.
That's another answer that one is delivered from Kali Yuga by dedicating oneself to the orders of the proper bona fide spiritual master. One who's completely dedicated to the service of the spiritual master has no danger. Mrityu samsara sagara bhavami nachurat partha maya vishita chetasa. Because he's always thinking of the orders of Krishna as given by the bona fide spiritual master, Krishna quickly delivers him from the ocean of birth and death. There's something else? Yes? Hold on, give that microphone a chance.
What if someone's duty is to be a demon, therefore they act on it?
Then it's great. Hiranyakashipu became glorious because he was such an excellent demon. So he increased the pleasure of Krishna and the devotees by his demonic behavior. Sometimes a king keeps a wrestler just so that he can fight with that wrestler and enjoy. So Krishna sometimes, when he wants to fight, who'll fight with Krishna? He doesn't waste his time with the ordinary men. He engages some devotee. You fight with me, you be the demon. So by demonic activities, they become glorious. But I don't think you want that duty. Just on the show and tell side, I just thought you might enjoy that we published. You know, we changed the books again. We translated them into Zulu. This is Beyond Birth and Death, Zulu edition. So 10,000 copies printed. And next is Xhosa, which is a related language in South Africa. So there's about, well, between, depending how you count, 2,100 and 3,000 languages in Africa. And the Bible's in perhaps 800 of them. So there's a big scope for publishing and for distributing transcendental knowledge. And so there's a little dent, at least. One book and hope to do one more. Oh, they're already doing that. We have Zulu-speaking devotees, and they're totally at war with the material energy. And this is their chant. Everybody, whatever your language, this is, we should all be at war with the material energy and have one war chant for the whole world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.